Jim Taylor back on WMJ, WMJ.com. Joining us is Chloe Strahan, a multi-student athlete at Rock Ridge High School. And she kind of works with WMJ on Friday nights because she's part of the stat crew of Keith Bogner's. But before we talk about kind of the stat crew, Chloe Strahan, I know a volleyball kid. It is your senior year, so kind of the last year as a Rocket. Kind of give us a progress report on Rock Ridge Rocket Volleyball here in 2023.
So far this year, I think we're 8-10. We've done pretty well in tournaments. Obviously, our side of the conference is super hard. We have great competition. But I think we're playing with a great group of girls, and we're starting to get things gelled together, and things are coming together at the end of the season.
Yeah, and you talk about your side of the conference. I know Orion is very good. It seems like Monmouth Roseville has a stout team, and Sherrard is always a good rivalry. So 8-10, I know you hope to get on a run here as the season progresses and winds down, but how enjoyable is it to be on the court and play in some of those rivalry games, and specifically when you're taking on opponents that are not only rivals, but pretty good volleyball programs too?
The hype behind the Orion and Sherrard games is always a blast. There's always a ton of people there for both sides. Our fans travel pretty well, even when we go to Sherrard and Orion. But being in those hyper situations, I think we have a great group of girls who have played a lot of volleyball, so we know what to do in those kind of situations, and I think we thrive under those situations.
All right. I was talking to you off the air. I know your dad officiates a lot of different sports, and you're a kid that is, you know, going to graduate at the end of the year. Is it something that could rub off on you a little bit and say, hey, maybe I could think about officiating a sport here or a sport there? Is that in the back of your mind at all?
I've thought about it a little bit, but if I go anywhere in that route, I think it would be more the coaching route. He coached for who knows how many years and was at Mercer County for a little bit. So I think I'd go more the coaching route rather than the officiating route.
All right. Good answer. Tell us about the stat crew at Rock Ridge High School on Friday nights working with Keith Bogner. And I tell people, they do it the old-fashioned way over there. They don't get out the highfalutin iPads and technology. They do it the right way with a pad of paper and a pencil. So tell us a little bit about that.
Keith does like to do it the old-fashioned way, the pencil and paper, which that gets a little rough, especially with the weather that you can't expect on a Friday night. So we've had pretty good weather so far this year, but last year when it was snowing and windy and rainy, you got to make sure the paper stays dry as much as you can. So that's a struggle sometimes, but I know Keith likes to do it the old fashioned way. So he does a pretty good job about taping the paper, so it doesn't, if it's windy or something, but he normally has the papers all ready by the time we get to the field on Friday night.
Yeah. So. Well, I love working with that crew. So how many people are on that crew? About four or five of you? What is it? Something like that?
Yeah, I think there's five of us and then Keith.
All right, great. So it is your senior year. Are you reflective like when you're playing a volleyball match and you know, hey, this is kind of it for me at Rock Ridge?
A little bit. It is sad to kind of it be my senior year and the kind of the last two raw, but I'm excited for the next step and to see what I do after.
Yeah, and I know basketball kid too, so you're going to do that. You played softball last spring as well, so a multi-sport athlete. And you were telling me off the air, and I always like to recognize kids not only for the things they do on the court, but other activities. So give me a thumbnail sketch outside of basketball, outside of volleyball, outside of softball. You do some other stuff over there. So what is that?
I'm in NHS, student council, and also part of FCA.
So how do you make all that work scheduling wise? That's a lot of different stuff.
Well, our NHS and our FCA supervisor are the same, and she does a very good job of understanding that we are student athletes and that a lot of us are involved in a lot of other activities. And so FCA is on Friday mornings before school, so everybody can come. A lot of the football players come, and we have a really good FCA community at our school. NHS is on Monday mornings sometimes. We only meet like twice a month, every other week, pretty much. So she does a good job about scheduling around if we have an early bird class or anything like that. And then student council, we either come in on the weekends, like we just had our homecoming, so we came in on the weekend, and we kind of work if we have study halls. We all kind of pick up the slack where we can, and we all do a good job of trying to make things work with our schedules.
All right. Well, awesome to visit with a great senior over at Sherrard that's involved in a lot of different things, and part of the stat crew on Friday night, so kind of working with WRMJ as well. Chloe Strahan, nice to visit with you, and thanks for helping us out on Friday nights. Have a great rest of your senior year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.